You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone and welcome along to the latest edition of the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Friday's edition of the podcast. Going to take a look at a couple of races at Uttoxeter on this edition. We've also got racing at Fakenham in the afternoon though, over the obstacles, and then a busy evening coming up as well. We've got three all-weather meetings on Friday night at Newcastle, Dundalk and at Wolverhampton. There's no racing at Redcar. They've unfortunately abandoned their card, but still plenty to go at Racing Radio live from 1:45 on Friday afternoon. Sam Norris here, and alongside me to take a look at those two races at Uttoxeter, Mr. Chris Pimlott. Pimms, how are you?
I'm very well indeed, Sam. Very well indeed. Pleased that the jump season is really kicking into gear now. Had a lovely day at Wetherby yesterday where the ground was absolutely awesome. Beautiful cover of grass. Perfect for any horse to race on.
Yeah, it's an annual pilgrimage of yours to that Wetherby meeting.
It is indeed,
plenty of money raised?
Yeah, I mean, the day is in aid of spinal research. Yep. I think there's about 300 people sat down for lunch.
Right.
Possibly didn't make as much at the auction this year as we have done in the past, but still it was a very good fundraising day.
Good stuff. And of course, you've got a couple of horses as well at home, which are going to be winding up a little bit toward the start of the National Hunt season. Obviously, we're a little way off from the point-to-pointers getting going. What can you tell us about the string?
The string, if only. Well, I've got...
How many horses does it take to make a string?
I'm not sure.
More than you've got?
Well, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, we got Du Halo Tornado, who missed all last season through injury, but did win 4 out of 5 the previous season. He's been on the horse walker for about 4 weeks. He's back now lunging and on a bungee, which he makes him try and pull himself together and muscle him up.
Okay.
He's got a long way to go, but he does look fantastic. Then we've got Carter Mackay, who ran twice and won twice for us last season. His aim will be, obviously, the Cheltenham Festival.
Yep.
No hunter chases till round about middle to late January. So he'll come back into the work 1st of November with a view to running the back end, and with the view more than likely to try and get 2 runs into him before Cheltenham. And then with Streets of Milan, who will go back into training shortly, we'll look for a little handicap somewhere for him. And what have we got? That we've got a number of 4-year-olds that look like they'll take the point-to-point route.
Okay.
So they'll run early January, so they'll just turn 5.
So is that when the point-to-point scene really gets going, January?
Well, in Yorkshire, the first point-to-point is about the 14th of January. That's at Sherryfoot and McEasterby's point-to-point. And then we have to wait about a month for the next one, which is at Helmsley Duncan Park. And then after the middle of Feb, it kicks on like something every weekend, you know. So it's a little bit slow to go.
Okay.
If you've got runners early doors, you've got to travel. There's a couple of Annex and Hexham's early doors.
Yeah.
But for the Yorkshire fixtures, they don't kick until mid-Jan.
And is the confidence high in the Pimrock camp?
Well, we've got some really nice horses.
Yep.
And fingers crossed that they stay safe and sound. If they stay safe and sound, we're going to have some fun.
It's a good proper diplomatic trainer's answer, that is, by the way.
Yeah,
well played.
Exactly, well, you know.
Just before we move on to Uttoxeter on Friday, I just want to quickly dip back to Wetherby, because... obviously great news that a few quid was raised, but the racing wasn't too bad either, and in the shape of Sam Spinner and Beakstown, we saw a couple of novice chasers that are potentially going to have a good season. What did you make of the equine action on the day?
Oh, it was great. And as I say, the going was absolutely superb. Mm. It was down at the final fence. There was a few old faces down there, which was good to see. Yeah.
Okay.
And I was actually impressed with Sam Spinner, because I thought going down to the back, he got into tight to a couple, and I thought, oh yeah, but he's going to lose a little bit of interest here, and he's not quite as fluent as I'd liked him, and thought 2 mile 3, even on the giving the ground, might just be a bit sharp for him. But as he turned for home, he really knuckled down, stood down at the last. He absolutely winged it. Once they were going a bit quicker, he actually warmed to the task, and I thought it was a real pleasing performance, to be fair. And hopefully there'll be more to come from him when he steps up in trip.
Yeah, obviously yesterday's race over 2 miles and 3, but as you say, he was a staying hurdler, and you think he's going to want to test again over
most certainly, despite
winning over that trip.
Yeah. If he got beat yesterday, it would have been the trip that beat him, but he just outstayed his rivals in the end.
And what did you make of Beakstown as well, the skeleton horse, who ended up punted into favouritism for the race?
Yeah. I mean, again, he was very easy to back on the day Sam Spinner. And the other horse, the skeleton horse, like you say, they obviously were working on the theory that he would need the trip and more than like the race. But he ran plenty well enough, and they obviously, with the amount of money that was for him, he's held in high regard.
Mm, definitely so. When's the next trip to the races for you? Anything planned?
Oh, nothing planned at the moment, no. No, okay. We'll keep an eye. Obviously, a couple of weeks' time, you've got the Charlie Hall.
Yep.
So that's a real big meeting at Wetherby. Two days of real good stuff.
Yeah.
The other thing, again, we harp on about it, but like Sam Spinner racing for $3,500 yesterday.
Yep.
I don't know how that works.
No.
Yeah, there was a claimer in France on Tuesday with a horse that we know a bit about, and he picked up just short of $3,500 for third in a claimer.
Yeah.
How does it work?
Incredible. And that aforementioned claimer as well, I think, was it $11,000 to the winner? You probably have to win three races.
Yeah, $11,000 to the winner.
To win that, and you can pick it up in one claimer over in France.
Exactly.
But it's something we've mentioned time and time again, haven't we?
Well, yeah, and one thing for certain, Sammy, we're not going to change it.
Yeah. But at least the Ebor's worth £1 million now.
Exactly, but you see, I would say, why do you need £1 million Ebor?
Correct. That's what I mean. It'd be good if the prize money filtered down a bit.
Exactly.
More, this is a drum that we've all banged for a long time.
Indeed.
Never seems to get anything done, really, does it?
No, not at all. And as I say, you and I are certainly not in a position to change anything.
No, I think we're...
Not even a light bulb.
Yeah, we're just about bottom of the list, really, aren't we?
Indeed.
To make any changes. You're probably a bit higher than me today.
I wouldn't think so much.
On to Utoxeter then for Friday's racing. A good little card at Utoxeter coming up on Friday. Looking forward to this one. Got a couple of races picked out. We start over the larger obstacles with a novices limited handicap chase at 3:15. 2 miles, 6 and a bit furlongs is the trip. I've just got betting through for this race as well, actually. Diablo de Rue is the 11-4 joint favourite with West End Story. It's then 7-2 for Captain Drake. Carrick Rhodes is in the betting at 6-1. 8-1 for Fortified Bay. Clondor Anchor is 11-1. 12-1 Golden Whiskey. Loose Torque is 20-1. 22-1 for Royal Claret. Those prices correct at the time of recording. So the betting hazard is a fairly competitive heat as well, Pimm, as well.
Yeah, and you'd imagine,
coming out of this.
You'd imagine so. It's very competitive. Obviously, the top weight West End Story. Haven't seen him for 315 days, but that's not an issue if you're being trained by Philip Hobbs. Mark of 134. He weakened last time we saw him at Exeter when he was behind Defi de Soy, but that wasn't too bad a run, I didn't think. And again, we just got to take on trust that he can bounce back to winning form that he'd shown previously. But he hasn't actually been in that winner's enclosure for a while now. Diablo de Rouge is interesting. Obviously, Nicky Henderson's horse is just going to start coming out in force. Again, he ran well enough, I thought, in defeat at Bangor last time when he was a half a length behind Gun Platinum. Again, a little bit more to come from him, I should imagine. Slightly concerned about the form of the Harry Fry yard at the minute.
Okay.
Don't seem to be firing on all cylinders. And I'd be body swerving his until he starts being a little bit more consistent. So I'm not really a fan of Captain Drake tomorrow. 45 Bay keeps getting beaten, having finished second on the last couple of occasions. It was 8 lengths behind Decor Irulande, I think that's how you pronounce it, at Cartmel over 2 miles 6 last time out. 2 miles 6 is the trip again tomorrow. And Clondor Anchor, again, 225 from this grey son of stowaway, last seen on the racetrack. He's got the hood and the tongue tie on. And again, he weakened before two out when finishing 8th of 13th. Possibly underachieved on that day. And if you can forgive him, his form is slightly better than that prior to that. Of the bottom two, couldn't see either of them winning Loose Talk and Royal Claret. Carrick Rhodes is a winner last time we saw him out. That was at Bangor on Dee when he beat Financial Outcome by a length. Again, there could be a little bit more to come from him. He's just a five-year-old, this fellow, and he's French bred, or should I say Irish bred, but the Robin Deschamps do like a little bit of cut in the ground, so could see him being a player. And Golden Whiskey, again, disappointed last time out, but that was in a competitive race at Sandown. If we can forgive him that, then prior to that, his form was pretty solid. So, as a market suggests, very competitive race. If you were going to push me to go for one, I think I'd take a chance with the Tizard runner in the shape of Carrick Rhodes, as we speak, is 6-1.
Indeed, 6-1 for Carrick Rose then in that 3:15 race at Uttoxeter. And we stay on the Uttoxeter card and move to their next race, which is the feature of the day. This one, a handicap hurdle, just shy of 3 miles is the trip. No betting available for this one at the time of recording. This looks a cracker though, Pim. I'm really looking forward to this race. Decent little handicap.
This is a smashing race. And again, you've got one or two horses coming into this race in good form. The only thing what's happened to most of the one that's been in good form is that the handicapper has had his say. Yeah. So if we start right down at the bottom with Sir Robbie, you know, he set a winning off mark of 95. He's now up to 120. He is a C&D winner in the past, so that's always a little bit of a Brucey bonus. He beat Theatre Bar here last time by 2 lengths. Then you've got Tea Time Fred, been in absolute rampant form of late, this son of Cave Tara, and he's gone from a mark of 101 to 123. So again, the handicapper is having his say there. And up the top there, we've got De Rasher to counter, son of Yates out of De Drunken Monkey. Very good race mare in her own right, I'm sure she was. I haven't seen this fella for 216 days, should I say. And he's set off winning off a mark of 124. He actually won off a mark of 140 last time. Handicapper stumped him up another £4 to race off 144 tomorrow. Don't know too much about Mr. B.R. Jones, but he claims 7. That's obviously going to help De Rasher counter's course. And he's certainly a big player. The Two Amigos, again, another one that's gone up £11 for a little bit of a winning spree. He fell at Haydock the last time we saw him, 244 days ago. Imagine that hasn't taken too much out of his confidence then. He certainly comes a player as well. And it is, as I say, very competitive indeed. McNamara's Band's another one that I thought would come here with a bit of a chance. He's trained by Philip Hobbs. And I think, if my memory serves me right, it's the first time in a handicap for him tomorrow afternoon. And he's coming into the race off a mark of 128. So I think for me, we'll go McNamara's Band. Hopefully, he'll price up at an each-way price.
Fingers crossed. McNamara's Band then is the pick in that 3:50 race at Uttoxeter. Don't forget you can join us on Racing Radio for all of the action on Friday. I've got Uttoxeter and Fakenham in the afternoon. A triple helping of all-weather racing from Wolverhampton, Newcastle and Dundalk on Friday night. Pimmers, thank you for that and enjoy.
My pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.